Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joseph Keith here on WEEI. We will take another look at the weekend that was and how it shook out for the Patriots coming up at high noon. Meantime, we're looking at some more Patriots and Giants. We were reading from Seth Walder earlier today. The gap actually not that large between these two teams. The Giants have played the toughest schedule in the NFL, which masks their 2-10 record a little bit. They've been very competitive in all these games. Patriots are 10-2, but they played the easiest schedule. So maybe these teams are closer than you would think. Vegas doesn't agree, by the way. At last check, Keith, Pats are 7.5-point favorites. I don't know if that's moved at all.
Yeah, seven and a half, depending.
But that's where they're at. So I would say I feel pretty good about the Patriots taking care of business tonight, winning the game. I would be surprised, unlike Tom Curran.
I would be, too.
If they lost this game. The one fear I do have about it, I guess beyond the Giants' pass rush against the Pats' O-line, which we'll get to, is just the human nature letdown. You had a break. It was Thanksgiving. You have another break coming up with the bye week. It's a late bye week. The team is a little banged up. And I do wonder if there's just a little bit of a look-ahead factor with the team this week. I'm not overly concerned about it. I'm not picking the Giants to win or anything like that. But I wonder if we come in tomorrow and if they drop the game, how big of a factor that would be. That would be one minor concern.
It felt like to me the Cincinnati game was a bit of a letdown and they still won.
Good
right?
Point.
So I feel like I wonder if that's what it was. And it was a letdown for a number of reasons. One, the Bengals aren't that good. Also, no Ja'Marr Chase. Also, you thought maybe it'd be Burrow, and it wasn't. So, like, that was ripe for sort of a bit of a letdown. This one, I don't know. I guess you could be like, oh, I got the bye week coming up. But this team doesn't feel like that would get to them. I think they...
Well, I agree. The way that Vrabel's had them going all year, I would...
And it's a home game, which after a couple early losses, they, I think, really made a point to be better at home. It is Monday Night Football, so regardless of the opponent on the other side, I think that might get those guys fired up. Didn't Drake May say did he not play Monday Night Football, right? He's never played Monday Night Football.
Oh, he has
not. Yeah, obviously not. They didn't play last year, so he's never even played Monday Night Football. So, I don't know, I think they'll be ready to go. Plus, you know, those guys aren't unaware that the Broncos won last night, and if they're just looking forward and what they can kind of control, like, they got to keep up with it. So, like, I really don't anticipate any kind of a letdown.
It does keep the pressure on a little bit with the Broncos winning last night. That's true. Meanwhile, this is added to the absence of Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, who we know are out. Again, Campbell was placed on IR over Thanksgiving weekend. Wilson was not. So, Wilson...
He's been ruled out, but he's not... Yeah, right.
Right. So... The fact they didn't place him on IR leads me to believe that, you know, he should be back for
less than four games.
The Bills or the Ravens game after the bye week.
Uh-huh.
Garrett Bradbury has landed on the injury report with an illness.
My geesh. That was what Moses left the Cincinnati game with.
Good point.
Right,
yes.
With illness.
I forgot about that, but yes, he left that game. He returned and finished.
They all got the trots.
But he was out for that game, or stretches of that game, rather. But yeah, Garrett Bradbury on the injury report with an illness, as Phil Perry writes, not ideal for New England. With Will Campbell on IR and Jared Wilson already ruled out. He said they'll have to do some shuffling up front if Bradbury can't play. I can't imagine he doesn't play.
I think he probably plays.
Illness?
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, Morgan Moses last time played, but he didn't play every snap.
Sure.
So it's one of those things, like, if you're really fighting it, if it's coming out both ends, you might have to have your backup center ready to go for a few snaps.
Yeah, I would say...
I think he plays.
Me too. How well, I don't know. Does he finish the game? I don't know. But throw on the uniform and let's try to gut it out tonight, especially with who's out there with a case of the sniffies.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, speaking of Phil Perry, he wrote this over the weekend. in his matchup preview, NBC Sports Boston. Here are some ideas to make up for the losses of Will Campbell and Jared Wilson.
Okay.
And I guess maybe Bradbury. He says they could change up their running game and lean more into outside runs that they've executed well this season. This is an interesting matchup because the Giants are a horrendous run defense. The Patriots are bad at running the football, even when they have their full personnel.
Yeah.
So,
and even against a team like Cincinnati, who also can't stop the run.
Right.
So
I don't know who has the advantage there. Like, Giants are a bad run D, Pats are a bad rushing offense, and they're banged up. I don't know how well they're going to run tonight. I don't know how much they're going to feature Travion Henderson. If you're running outside, that sounds like it would be a Henderson game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if last week, Keith, was Travion Henderson getting most of the work because it was...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna-Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stevenson's first game back, or I wonder if the coaching staff sees it as Henderson has passed him and now Ramondre's like a supplemental player. I don't think we know yet.
Well, he had back-to-back good games. I think it was a little overstated. Was it the Jets game? I feel like, you know, his yards per carry weren't great.
No,
he had touchdowns.
He had the touchdowns,
which is great. But I don't know if it was like, hey, he's had two great games. But he's had two very good games, and so last week I thought was a little bit disappointing because he did get the bulk of the carries. Now, he didn't get the goal line carries. Here's Jennings. Here's more Stevenson. So we'll see if that part of it changes. But, yeah, that's still an area of the offense that I feel the worst about.
So you could try leaning on the run and leaning into outside runs that they've done well. And specifically, that to me sounds like Travion Henderson.
Yep.
They could also, writes Phil, leave their playmaking backs and tight ends and as pass protectors to help projected starters Vidarian Lowe at left tackle and Ben Brown at left guard. Honestly, out of those two, I think I'd lean more into that. Keep more guys in to help protect. Put fewer guys out in the route. I think that would be, out of those two scenarios, what I would lean into more. Especially because Burns has been a menace. Thibodeau's ruled out, right? He's not playing.
He's out. Yeah, he's not playing.
And then Abdul Carter has a half sack this year. The guy's going to be in the backfield constantly. So just get ready for that tonight. I don't know if he's going to pile up the sack totals or not, but he has been pressuring quarterbacks like crazy. So I probably would lean towards leaving an extra guy in as opposed to, hey, let's run the football more with those guys out.
And I also think with guys like Diggs and Booty and Pop Douglas, I feel like Drake May is probably still good enough. And those guys are good enough to kind of get open. And you don't necessarily need the tight ends and the backs all in the route, right? So like if Hunter Henry has to stay in a little bit more, or Austin Hooper has to stay in a little bit more to help out Vidarian Lowe, which he's going to need, that's the smart way to go.
And if those guys stay in, you have Drake May's escapability. And this,
also that.
This might be a week where you need to lean into that more going into the bye week just to get you there. There's also this from Phil. They could have May try to get rid of the football more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He currently ranks 36 out of 41 quarterbacks in quick game rate. So I wonder if this does speak to some of what Brian Burns was talking about, where he hangs on to the football. He's holding out, trying to make plays. That could lead to some sacks. That also leads to bigger plays down the field.
Well, I was going
to
say, this is
the longer
tricky
you hold out to make the big play.
He's the best deep ball thrower.
Correct.
So something's got to give.
So do they lean in on the quick game more? Text line said this as well. They said screen passes galore. And maybe that's a good way to use the Giants' pass rush and their speed on defense.
And that's also the
them.
Tight end screen stuff, too, where you see a lot of times where Hunter Henry you know, five times in a row stays in a block, and then that sixth time kind of squirts out and catches a pass and then runs with it afterwards. So
it is the Josh McDaniels special. So
it is.
Draws and screens.
Tight end screens. If I see one more Ben Watson tight end screen.
I was saying, I mean, that is his offense. I'm not saying they haven't run it all this year. But not as much as he's run it in the past when he's been here.
What about like Westover and Tonga, especially like down.
Was
like
Tonga playing?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I don't even know. I don't know. Has he been ruled out or is he just
I know he was questionable last I saw. I thought.
Let me see. Yeah, he's questionable. Good point. Yeah, only Wilson and Schooler have been ruled out. And then Thibodeau on the other side ruled out.
So we'll monitor that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think tonight's the night to lean in on like smash mouth running. I don't really think tonight's the night to run the football, to be honest. And I know that plays into the Giants' pass rush, but maybe you get it out quickly in the screen game.
Yep.
Maybe you leave tight ends and backs in if you're not going to run the screen. Leave them in for an extra man. And I think this is a night. It's Monday Night Football, and you're at home, and you're going into the bye week. This is a night to lean on your franchise quarterback, I think. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on a Monday with Jones and Keefe, although it's not a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis on the show tomorrow with the Pats on Monday Night Football tonight. We will get you the Monday four-pack at 1230. Four-pack of questions for Patriots and Giants coming up. Little over a half hour from now. On the way next, a borderline perfect weekend for the Patriots right up until Sunday Night Football. We have thoughts on it. We'll get to it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.